You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
And welcome to Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I am your temporary host, Kurt Smith, also known as Ednar. I'm joined tonight by Corey Treadway, a.k.a. Kurabura. How are you doing, bud?
Not bad. I'm back again, not longer You're sick back. And dying in bed.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a special guest host, our group organizer, Garrett C, also known as Geo. How you doing, Geo?
I'm pretty good, man. Tired. Yeah. Been a long week and a half.
Jesus, wasn't it?
Oh, man. We had to, so like, my wife's grandpa died from COVID, unfortunately. And I've been stuck at home for 2 weeks with the kids. And that's something I've never done before since... Well, I've never done that. So that plus running a Dropping Spicy tournament has been, it's been a lot.
So. Yeah, I am in self-quarantine mode right now. Well, AKA my doctor told me I had to be quarantined. Oof. For I have 6 more days of it because my brother-in-law's mom just got diagnosed. So.
It's a nasty disease. Nasty. Well, I don't know if it's a disease. I guess sickness, but it basically was like it took 5 days to kill him. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really quick. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with people with low immune systems. It's a little weird. Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah. So we would like to welcome any of our first-time listeners and first-time guests on the stream. Well, we're not streaming today because Kinder's not here, and that needs to be rectified sooner or later. So if you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at discord.me/matchthosebuttons, where you can meet the host, play with the host, and fellow Apex players. We'd like to that wonderful music you heard beforehand, that was... a song by Rifty Beats. You can go check them out on YouTube and SoundCloud. We are live streaming and recording tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, August 4th, for release on Wednesday, August 5th, unless Ja decides to do it a little later and we get it later in the night.
Which is understandable because he's busy.
I'm still running with hashtag blame Ja. So our topic rundowns for the night, like... we wanted more stuff, and we're on the cusp of getting just a crap load of news, but we haven't gotten it yet. So we have our quick topics of the night where we'll go over some stuff. We are going to go over, we had our monthly Dropping Spicy tournament this past weekend. So that is something we'll definitely go over. Geo is in charge of all of that. So Geo is here bringing his expertise. And then we got questions from the loot bin where we asked the community Apex fun related questions to go over, and then we'll try and get to as many of those as possible. Let's start off quick with our quick topics, okay? Because our week in Apex is going to fall into the tournament, so yeah, pretty we'll much. Just talk about it there. So let's get in. First teasers of season 6 are in the map now. There's a lot of weird teasers in World's Edge, and I don't know if that's teasers for the new map or a new town takeover.
I've heard like multiple different things. So I've heard like it could be that they're possibly either just going to leave us with two maps with World's Edge and King of Canyon and just make a change to World's Edge since they haven't really done any changes to it this season. And maybe just give us something extra next season. I've heard that it could be a thruster for something that would take us to Olympus. If that's the next teaser map or whatever that's been announced, or it's not been announced, but it's kind of like the teaser right now, right? That's really all I've heard. I mean, it's kind of like up in the air right now.
Yeah. So what they have in game right now is over by it's the dome. Dome is home. Over there and over by what is the name
it's
of that?
It's between
area?
Dome and tree. It's like the hill right beside Sorting Factory.
Yeah, right outside Sorting Factory.
Yeah. So that there's two different locations where they have teasers now.
Okay.
So they have one there. The first teaser actually came over by it's over by
Drill Site, I think, resident.
Yeah, Drill Site. That's it. Where they have like a sign up saying Hammond Robot, like, you know, construction. Most of the stuff is over by Sorting Factory, by the dome there, where, you know, you have a drill and stuff like that. One thing that came to mind with me is maybe we are going to get a third map and a town takeover. And my thinking behind that is since we have the split, we do the town takeover. And that's going to be the first half of the season for ranked. While we get a new map as well, but that will just be available in quick play. And then they fine tune, like they have a massive test on it to see if anything's broken. And then the second half of next season, they bring in the new map into ranked after it's been in like quick play.
Okay. You think they're trying to do that, make sure that everything's good to go since some things are being a little harder to test with the COVID going around?
Could be.
You know what I would like to see? I'd like to see a little bit of a switch up with, you know, so far town takeovers have always been characters that's in the game already. I would like to see like a new character come in and the town takeover kind of come in with them. Ooh, I think that would be really cool. So like if they bring Rampart in, which is who people are like, that's who it's going to be, blah, 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 you don't really know. That would be really cool if he's the one that's the whole town takeover is focused around instead of like, oh, we have Crypto's town takeover. We have Octane's. We have, I think it'd be pretty cool to introduce a new character with a new area of the map. And then, yeah, I think, I don't know how I feel about the split and introducing a new map. Of course, I don't think they would put it in two ranked or anything like that until mid season. But I think that they would do probably the new map starting out first so that the first split people learn it and the second split they play it as a ranked mode. So I don't know whether or not you would do it or you introduce it the last half of next season and then it comes into ranked the season after that.
Oh yeah. I mean, like you introduce the town takeover and the new map at the start.
Okay. I thought you meant like you introduce town takeover and then you say, okay, well after the split, we're putting the map.
Yeah.
Out.
No, town takeover is basically what's going to be new about ranked at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But you know what? This is a segue to what you're saying right now, Gio, is having a new character be the town takeover. We did get a little bit of a teaser today of a new person from Apex Legends on Twitter. And it was just a voice message of Bangalore saying, hey, it's Williams. And Bangalore says that very muffled, low, you know. It says, man, P, you already done? You ever sleep? Hiatus is coming up, so I'll swing by this weekend. Drinks are on me.
So, like,
could P, it be
Rampart? So, P?
It could be. Could be Pathfinder. This could either be leading towards something with the new map, something with the town takeover, or something with the quests. Like, the next, like, PvE progression.
Yeah, it could be a quest, because it's like, it also could be a person similar to the Jamie for Loba, who wasn't actually a legend, but was a character related to Loba.
Yeah, I think that it would be great to see Rampart in the game since he's been teased and kind of bamboozled us. And I think it'd be too early to introduce Ash.
I think it's good. Who's the dude? Forge. It's going to be Forge.
You think it's going to be Forge? Huh.
Every season, they should just tease Forge and kill him off.
That'd be great. But I do agree that I think Ash would be the following season because it seems lately they tease a character, but they're released the following season, not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know what this means. I mean, I guess we'll see with more messages coming soon, you know?
Yeah, and we're also forgot everything regarding Crypto's sister.
Oh yeah, because there was
like everyone keeps forgetting about Crypto. Like there was those three story progressions where she was questioned about stuff and brought in for questioning and stuff like that during the Crypto Town takeover that never was truly answered. So this could go in any direction. So we're going to get slow drip for the next week. And then pray to effing God.
We get it by Tuesday.
Like something concrete by Tuesday. If we don't, I'm calling it right here, right now. If we don't get like some sort of notes or concrete stuff, we're doing gun rankings.
Something's getting delayed if they still haven't given us any information by
a week beforehand.
Yeah. But speaking of a week beforehand, we have the looks like the Play Apex Twitter also announced that we have a live event coming up. They're bringing back Always Be Closing, but this time it's Always Be Closing Evolved. And on their Twitter page, they said, grab your running shoes and get moving because the ring sure is, and it's Always Be Closing. Drop in with a Mozambique, Evo Shield, and the rest is up to you. Always Be Closing runs from August 11th to the 18th. Let's see what you got, legends.
Boo. This was hands down my least favorite LTM that they came out with last time when they did the anniversary weeks. Like this was just I played it like three times and I was done. And now that the fact that you're also going to be getting Evo Shield, which means you're going to have like no healing or shields to like the last LTM where like that shit just was nowhere to be seen.
That's true. But, yeah, I don't remember this one being too exciting. It was entertaining because at least this one, when you died or you got out, you could be respawned in a still from the sky. So you wasn't as bad. I remember having
Can you get a different weapon than a Mozambique?
I am unsure at the moment from the data I've seen. I'm hoping that's just a starter weapon. But if everybody's just using Mozambiques and Evo Shields, it's going to be
the worst game mode of all time.
Well, maybe it's a gold Mozambique. If it's a gold Mozambique, maybe not so much.
If everyone has a gold Mozambique, it's still going to be the worst game mode of all time.
Just don't do it. Stop.
Now, I'll be interested to see if there's any cosmetics in regards to this.
Like, yeah. for the Mozambique, right? Not for people.
Yeah, or like you get like a new badge or something like that in game. If this is just a weird random LTM to tide people over for some reason.
It's only a week long. I think normally the events with actual skins are about 2 weeks, aren't they? Or a little bit longer.
Yeah. But those also tie into town takeovers a lot of the times.
That's true. They might just try to keep us busy until they get their some of the content ironed out.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into our first topic / our week in Apex. And we had, this is our, third?
Yep, third tournament. Fifth overall event that we put on since we started doing things. So, it was a fun, long week and a half for me. Of course, team started submitting last Monday and just kept coming. I guess I'll give you the rundown of all stuff. So we had 11 teams submit. We kind of had it last second, like 8 teams come in at the last second. We did open it up to the Apex Legends Discord at the last moment. And we actually grabbed 2 teams from there. But it seems like that the 2 teams that we got from there are the ones that withdrew. So I guess they... Yeah, so unless Ghost 101 is not from there. I don't know. I thought he was. So he might be in our Discord. But yeah, we had 2 squads from there. But that, you know, being last second, like literally I posted like, you know, with like 8 hours before the window closed, we got 2 teams that quick. So... You know, if we are able to get the rules and everything in place and the tournament website set up, then we will definitely be pulling in a lot more teams. But I'm probably going to cap it at 30 unless someone from our Discord wants to join it. So I'm not going to restrict anybody from our Discord being able to join. But we'll see. So basically, yeah, we ended up with 11 teams and 9 teams basically submitted stuff for the whole tournament. I guess we'll go for... ranking first. So first off, with a whopping 241 points for a total overall. That's the largest we've seen so far in any tournament we've had. is Team Rectify. So shout out to you all. Rectify is led by only Cam, his wife, it's only Tay, and their best friend from, or I think it's her best friend from their hometown, Obama Knows Best. So they came in and they stomped, right? They completely obliterated. And what I really like about this team is I've played with only Cam, not only on Apex, Valorant, Call of Duty, Overwatch, and it doesn't really matter what FPS this guy jumps into, he just wrecks. And it's just apparent. Like, it doesn't matter if it's an Xbox controller, PS4 controller, a mouse and keyboard, he just tears it up, and it's always fun to play with him. But really what was cool about that team was it's only Tay is his wife, of course, so he really just wanted to take a step back and play on Xbox with his wife this time. He's usually on PS4 for everything we've done. He's been on PS4. And then they get to play with their hometown friends. So, you know, that's awesome. You get to pull in your wife, your family, and you get to pull in your best friends and get to come play a tournament for a weekend and wreck people. And the crazy thing about them is they didn't actually get to play, I think, until Sunday, I believe.
Sunday evening.
Yeah, Sunday evening. So they wrecked, they got 5 games in with 241 points in that short of time.
Well, you know what's also fascinating about that is they also only have 2 winning games on their scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. So no, it's just all him. It's all like the, and the thing is like only Cam killed it as the MVP of the tournament. But if you look at it's only Taya's wife, you see that they go back and forth. Like, she's getting just as many kills as him. Mm-hmm. And also you even see the newcomer on their team. You know, this guy's not even played that long, and they pulled him in and he got 7 kills one game. That's amazing. To get. So they were just spitting it out. And for some reason, it doesn't matter what team only Cam is on, he wrecks, and then whoever's on this team brings it as well. So, you know, shout out to him. Keep bringing the spice and keep challenging all of us to do better. In second place, we had Angry Gamer Boys, and that was with Kura. That was Nikolai the Russian Spy and Can of Sausage, along with their sub. I don't think your sub got to play, but that's, is it Demolition?
Some things happened, so he wasn't able to play, but he got in one good game, but we kind of overpowered it, sadly. But these guys were a lot of fun to play with over the weekend.
Oh, man.
I had a great time with these kids. It's,
yeah, we'll get into
teenagers,
stories.
But they're so much fun.
Yeah, we'll get into stories in a minute because I've got some. And then in third place, we have the Geeky Philly Cheese Sauce Boys. Shout out to Philly Cheese and his team. Basically, it's Geekstar, our MVP from tournament number 1. We had Sassy Hot Sauce, who is very active in the Discord. And then I think, yep, their third got to play one. X3300 Dead Zones. So, weird name there. But he's like, I went and checked out his account. He's like level 416. Ridiculous. I don't see how people play this game so much. But so basically, you know, while PC is Master Race, the winning team was Xbox, the second place team was Xbox, and the third place team was PS4. So us PC people need to step up our game.
Also, interesting thing of looking at the scores too is their third on that team, Philly Cheese, his points were 104. It looks like he lost some points because he didn't play one game.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had played a fifth game, he may have actually became MVP or even put up more of a stat for the only Cam's team.
I think if they would have counted his other one, any of his other games, he might have just pushed past and got MVP, which would have been really nice to see. You know, we have Geekstar who got MVP the first one, and then only Cam just wrecked the last 2 ones and got MVP. But interesting enough, we had like this huge split between the top 3 teams and the bottom half. And then I don't know how we did it, but my team, Dad Company, with me, Crazy, and Adam Bomb and Mintfowl came in 4th place at 167. And then you have a huge drop. Well, I guess not huge, but from the 3rd team all the way down to the 5th team, you have that go down to 136. So you're seeing this big gap between the two, you know, top teams and bottom teams. And then you're seeing some people step in middle. And so next time, you know, we're going to do a little bit of things different, but, first off, the MVP of the tournament, of course, is only Cam at 116 points for his entire team. We have Philly Cheese, who came in 2nd as MVP at 104. And then Nikolai, the Russian spy, came in third as far as MVP race goes. So only Cam, you'll get your mug. I guess we'll have to put three times on there. So,
I do want to throw one special shout out, and it's not to my team because fuck those guys. Piece of shit. I actually want to throw a massive special shout out to Trash Tier. Michelle Shock and Uluka Fishy, husband and wife duo, their partner, their third, dropped out right before the tournament. So they had 93 points with two people, which is impressive on its own.
Yeah, and with like, the amount they were drinking as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure Luca Fishy is big into the White Claws. And, you know, I'm just saying. More power to you. I love me some Claws.
And they even picked up three wins. So, I mean, killing it, you know. Yeah.
So I'm giving a special shout out to them for, like, you know, they did end up in last place, but, you know, that is a very, very respectable last place, being down one person's total points.
Yeah. No,
like it's, they could have very easily been in fifth place with one person.
Yeah.
Like or I could see one person getting 40 points.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, it's been crazy because, you know, even like we look at like the Diversity Channel with John Kinder and them, like, I don't remember. I think one of the tournaments they were like second place, you know, and then we have, you know, Ed and our, I think the first tournament, your team was up there and like one through fifth or something like that. I don't know. Somewhere.
Probably not.
But we've had
probably
some, like,
not.
But also one thing about this tournament is we didn't have 17 teams like we usually have. So there wasn't a lot of middle ground people in there. And so we're hoping to pull people in. For some reason, just August got busy for everybody. But overall, it was great. Some things to check out from the tournament. If you haven't seen it, basically me and Crazy's been working together. I send him screenshots. He makes these. I introduced him to Data Studio on Google, and he's been making these great dashboards. And you can go in there and see that, you know, Team Rectify, their Bangalore, who paid Bangalore, which was only Cam played Bangalore the entire time. He got a whole, like, a whole 47 kills with 10K damage overall. Then you had the Cossack play 24 kills. And then you can even look into his dashboard and see who got played the most or who scored the most points. So the most points came from Revenant, my boy. And this is even without my scores being in there, because I didn't get to send him it, but Revenant would have had more points because I played Revenant and I scored the most points on our team. So, you know, you can really check these things out. It's really interesting to see what Crazy throws together here because it gives you a whole outlook at the game. And it also helps us because one thing we're looking at, and, you know, Jaw told me to definitely talk about this, we're looking at how we're going to adapt the upcoming tournament number 4, which will be in 6 weeks ish. We haven't set a complete date. That will be set tomorrow night when we have our meeting with Jaw. But basically we're going to start looking at more ways to calculate scores. So looking at things like kill caps, you know, rank does that right now. They give you a kill cap at 5 and then they give you a points cap at, you get 5 kills. So we're looking at something like a kill cap, and we had already even went in and done some stuff with that, and it changed the numbers completely. So, but we don't want to take away from people, but we also want to make it to where multiple people can come in and feel like they can be winners of a tournament, right? Things to look for are pubs only, a longer tournament time. Instead of being the weekend, we'll be looking at like maybe a week long tournament so that people can play on the weekdays, because we've had a couple people that would rather do that. Looking at minimum account levels so that we don't have smurfing going on as we introduce it to more people outside of the Discord. You know, if we open it up to Apex Legends Discord, we need to make sure that your account levels are okay so that you're not smurfing and sharking the whole tournament, you know.
Well, someone posted a funny idea of actually having a smurf tournament where everybody has to make level 1 accounts, and their first 5 games is their score.
Nice. Yeah. I will say this. None of that is written in stone. We haven't decided. It's just stuff that we're kind of throwing around. So yeah, we don't want to get people's hopes up about one thing or another.
This could all change.
Yes. But before we get into our stories, there's one stat that stuck out to me, which makes Kinder look like a piece of shit. And I really want to share this. So one thing they did is the honorable mentions for top revives and respawns. Kura, you had the most revives with 9. Congrats.
That was my sign.
Ja had the second most with 7. But Ja also had the most respawns.
Hmm.
Okay. So Ja's team was constantly just dead. and Ja was basically saving all their asses.
I think he was playing Lifeline a lot. So
don't
I
care. Makes Kinder look like shit.
Kinder, I hate that ours wasn't in there.
Kinder, stop fucking dying. Get good.
Oh, all right. Man.
So, all right. Now, we all have some stories. I'm going to just read over one of the stories that I got here from the community members before we get into ours. So Can of Sausage did say, so me and our teammate Nikolai, the Russian assassin, spy, the Russian dying, and Can of Sausage retreating and coming back for revenge. I don't know what that means.
Let me explain what happened.
Okay, please do.
I was in this match, and it was, they both decide to, they see a team running to vault. I'm lagging behind because I wanted to grab a triple take real quick. They run in there, start throwing grenades. Nikolai goes down. I try to rush in there, slide the vault. I go down. Can of Sausage, like a smart person, retreats and then sneaks around, comes back, kills their bloodhound, finishes him off. He runs out to Lava Fissure. The other team follows him one at a time, and he just one by one kills them.
Dope.
And it gets better. So because of how long it took, our banners are respawned out, so we can't get revived. So screw it, we'll keep playing. He goes to Geyser, takes the Geyser over to the little hill that goes into the city, drops accidentally on another full squad. I'm like, oh shit, his weapons were only okay. He's gonna die. Nope. And I'm gonna let you know, it's a Gibby, a Gibraltar, and I'm forgetting who the third is right now, but he just murders them. Just like dodging their shots and just killing them. I'm like, I have no idea. It's either you're playing so good that they're bad, or they're so bad that you're playing good. Can't tell. Don't care.
Now that is Saturn, right? Like, I'm not.
That's
okay.
That's he used to be. He was Saturn, but he's changed his name to Can of Sausage. So, you know,
everybody knows him as, we still call him Saturn, regardless of his name change. So, yeah, he's one that we were the whole weekend. Me and Adam Bomb were talking, and we're like, man, we just want to see this kid win. We just want to see him win. He's came in second, like everything we've done, second place.
He plays really well. It's just we just had couldn't get those last few points to catch up to Cam. Yeah, we're trying.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Oh, man.
but no, there's second, there's third.
Nope. If you ain't first, you're last. Ricky Bobby says so.
What did you do, Ednar? How was your weekend?
See, that's the thing is, I'm not the one who falls off the map. My piece of shit teammate, Saizon, is the one that falls off the map. And we literally, like, if you ever watch me and Saizon play, we fight like a 40-year-old married couple. It's quite hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
But we actually had, we got 4 wins out of it.
That's good.
We didn't get the kills we needed, but there was one that stuck out. And it was more of a, we won the game because we just basically gave the other teams a big FU and didn't really fire our guns. So it was 3 teams left, and it was ending between Survey Camp and Refinery. So middle of effing nowhere, just a bunch of rocks. And we see the 2 teams, and the ring is closing. We're dead center of the ring on the rock. And we see these two teams fighting, and we see the circle start closing, and it's like the fourth or fifth ring. And I'm Gibby, and I'm like, I have my ult. And I'm like, and they're booking it just to barely, barely outrun the ring. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right. I mean, they're not they, like, I have to ult as they have to either A, run through it, or hesitate and die. Well, I threw out my ult. It killed all three. And it could have been from the ult, or they hesitated and the ring got them. But we're just standing there looking at them. We're like, all right, guess we're going to win this way. I'm like, I'll take those extra three kills.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun. I also played with Jacoby. But yeah, we had a lot of fun. We bonded over Disney music and movies.
What's your favorite Disney music song? What's your favorite Disney song?
Okay, Eye to Eye from Goofy Movie is probably up there. Okay. And then we talked about some underrated Disney movies. You know, Hercules is one. Emperor's New Groove.
That's underrated. Yeah,
super underrated. Kura, didn't you say like Treasure Planet?
It's underrated, I was trying to get mad at you. Said it was better than Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, it's not.
I know. I just wanted to fuck with you.
God. No, yeah, it's definitely not.
Emperor's New Groove is weird. That I hear everybody say it's underrated because in where I grew up, that was everybody's like favorite movie. But
it is now. Like looking, it's one of those like when it came out, it wasn't that good. Like people didn't love it.
Hey, Cusco.
Pull the lever. Wrong lever. Cuscotopia.
Hey, Crunk! How you doing? I love that. The dude's voice that plays the guy that's that girl's assistant. Oh my God. He's so hilarious. But all right, back to it. Y'all have any more stories?
What did you? Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got in over, I think, 24 hours worth of Apex this week. So weekend, me and Adam were lighting it up. 5 wins the entire tournament. Unfortunately, most of the tournament was won with actually every game. It was with somebody we couldn't count the game with. So it sucked for us, but, shout out to Studley. And I'm trying to think who our other guy is we won with, but Altana. He's like an 18-year-old kid. He's dope. Studley, I mean, we came in, I got my, 3 wins with him, and then Altana came in as our third. And of course they weren't a part of the tournament, so we got to play with them, but we didn't get to count their points. And Altana, like the funniest moment for me the entire weekend was we were playing King's Canyon, and Altana, we had told Altana before, we were like, hey bro, you should let us get every kill. Like no matter who we fight, every kill. You know, spoiler alert, we get 22 kills in the game, and I get 10 kills, Adam gets 8, and Altana gets 4. And the funniest part was, so we were going towards, what is that area where you had the charge tower that everybody used to drop at the beginning whenever it first started in King's Canyon? It was like, it's like the cranes around it and things like that.
Oh, Riggs.
Riggs. Yeah, so we were running to Riggs, and a team had high ground. On the high ground over there, and Circle was closing in on that. For some reason, the dumbasses decided to split up. One stayed on high ground, one went down the long tube, and one tried to circle behind us. And then for some reason, there was this third team, but it was only a Cossack. We had wiped their other two teammates. And the Cossack, like, if you know where the zip line goes behind where the rigs are, and you can zip line to it. Well, the Cossack, we're right there in the boxes, and they're aiming down at us, trying to shoot us from up above. And the Cossack for some reason comes in, and Altana lights his ass up. I mean, like lights him up. And all of a sudden you just hear Altana yelling, Gio, fucking kill him, kill him. And I'm just like, bro, I'm trying. And like, where is he at? He's like, he's literally right below your ass. Shoot his ass. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, end up killing him. Right. And I end up getting 10 kills that game with 2,200 damage. It ended up being our highest game at 46 points just with 2 people. So I couldn't imagine if Altana would have been counted in that, we would have had like a 60 point game. Other moments, just two more. One was me and Adam had just got down in this building, and Adam was like, "Bro, what's going on?" And then I was like, "Oh my gosh." And then Crazy just takes this Mastiff, jumps on top of the building, flanks the other two or three people, and just shows them who's boss. Like, flanks them, gets the kills, kills the entire team, and then just completely wrecks them. And he, like, I think I have that on play. I'm going to get that as one of the highlights. It was dope. He just pulled, it was like an S-ranked mission on Naruto. Great play. And then finally, the best part of it, and I've showed this on last night when I was doing the tournament stats. It was 1:30 a.m. in the morning. And I was at the moment where I was just falling apart. Like, I was sleepy. I was tired. And Adam's like, "Gio, you got to wake up. Wake the fuck up." And Crazy's like, "Wake up, dude." And like, I go in, and we go from the cage to Race Butthole. And basically, they're like, "Dude, you got to slow down. You got to wait for us." I'm like, "No, there's people over here. I'm going to kill them. I hate them." And I start killing them. I destroy five people, get kill leader. Then we move into the actual where you jump out. And there's another whole team there. I wreck them. I get eight kills as kill leader, do like over 1,000 damage in less than 2.5 minutes. And like at the whole time, like, Crazy's like, "Gio's arrived." And Adam's like, "This is what I was waiting for." But it's 1:30 in the morning, and then we just get completely slaughtered because someone comes in from behind us and on top of us, and we die. But it was, I mean, the whole weekend playing over 24 hours, me and Adam Bomb logged on, I think, a total of like 12 different times over the weekend and played together. It was a lot of fun. We were really excited because at the beginning of the tournament, we thought we were winning because only Cam hadn't had any points in, Kura didn't put his points in, and Philly Cheese and them hadn't had their points in. So we were the only ones with points, and I was like, "We're going to win this shit. We're already at 156 on day one," and then we got destroyed. So
yeah,
great. Yeah, we forgot to tell you that my scores, we already had our three top scores on day one.
No.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into our topic two. So, questions for the loot bin. All right. So I don't think we're going to get through all of them, but we'll see what we can do.
We'll all try. Right.
So our first question is from Agron 10132.
All right. Agent. It's agent.
It's agent. Okay. All right.
I don't understand how that. All right. Fix that.
All right. So it's agent. For the quest, would you guys prefer a comic style dialogue or cutscenes with still images related to the story? So comic style, like we had, or would you like a more of a cutscene?
Like still image. What do you mean by still images?
I don't think,
like,
we had any comics. Where do we get comics at?
The comic style, where it's like the
like text message style, the text dialogue based,
yeah, the text message.
Oh no, that dialogue. Wasn't comics. That was just text based. I mean, like comics, like in like a stills where like picture,
pow, dialogue, picture, pow. Like,
yeah, right, like comics. Yeah,
okay, I get that.
I don't know how I feel about still images, but if you're going to do cutscenes and you actually like kind of do like an anime or like a in-game style where they actually converse, I'd like an anime style because I feel like that would be pretty cool. But I didn't really care about the dialogue because I didn't read any of it. I actually went and watched a guy on YouTube play it, and then I listened to what he said about it. So I'm lame.
I get why they can't right now really get the voice actors to act it out in studio and get it. So it's like if Bangalore was actually reading it or Lifeline, but that would be ideal for me, as if they had almost like a comic style dialogue with voices.
Yeah. And if we can't do that, I would be really happy to have a comic style, just like seeing what's going on instead of reading text and just imagining in my head, like, it's cool. You can just give me a book to do that, but for this, it's in the game. Can you leave me just pictures?
Yeah.
It's a visual medium. Why am I doing all this reading?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, because we're gamers. We don't read. Fuck are you talking about? yeah. All right, I'm skipping the one from Ranties. That's going to be an extra spicy topic.
I thought it was funny, though.
But it's rank Jim Carrey's top five movies. But we're going to go on to Tickle Fist. So Tickle Fist asks, do you guys think COVID caught up with the devs, or are they just under wraps about a new map, Legend Gun?
I don't think that COVID might have slowed them down at the beginning, but by now most people, like devs and things like that, have acclimated to the new life. I know, like at my work, we've acclimated to it to a point where We still have meetings every week. We still produce the same amount of work. It's just in a different way. So
I think it's actually the opposite. I think like the stuff we were getting was stuff they already had ready to go. Some stuff coming up in this season, next season might be a little slowed down due to the development cycle, but then they're going to, once they've now gotten more acclimated, it's going to ramp back up again.
Yeah. I don't think like it's going to, I don't think it affected too much. And what Ticklefist is implying is that they're not being as forthcoming with the information. Like, or they just under wraps about the new map, Legend Gun. They don't often pump this stuff out early. Like, new maps, new legends, stuff like that tends to be, like, right at the end. Like, a week to 2 weeks before we get it, that's when we get it.
They might have trouble getting more of the leaks this time since people are working remotely, maybe. Yeah. There's not as much stuff to data mine. I don't know.
Yeah. So he also asked, if you could add your own custom hop up to the game, what fun would it be for what gun would it be for and what would it do? Or swap an existing hop up and put it on a different gun, like precision choke on the Mastiff. He personally would love something that changed the whole way guns work. Like, say, turn the L star into a charge shot that works more like a grenade launcher. If you could, yeah.
No,
that's again. So what would you do?
Select fire receiver off the Havoc and put it on the Hemlock.
Why on the
Hemlock? I want an automatic Hemlock.
That sounds dangerous.
It does, but it would change the way guns work in the game.
Like, oh, it would definitely change it.
Well, I mean, he said that. So, and then also the precision choke needs another gun. Like, I don't know what gun, a charge rifle. Do not put that thing on the charge rifle. The triple take has it, but we need to, I don't think the Mastiff, I think the Mastiff already hits hard enough as long as you can aim right. But I don't know what you would put a precision choke on though.
I think they just take it out and just do it. It a select fire weapon. That's what I think.
Like, make the triple take a select fire weapon.
Yeah, that way you can turn off the single fire choke function or keep it at its regular three shots. Like, that's great for hip firing, but because you don't always want to use that choke function.
Yeah, that would change the game because you wouldn't be able to shoot off the just random three shots anymore with a triple take. You'd be forced to shoot precise with a single shot and get the actual hit. That would actually change a lot. You know, that would actually make me not want to play the triple take as much. Yep. Because I like using it as a shotgun.
I would get rid of all sniper hop-ups.
All sniper.
All so sniper what hop-ups. What do
we have right now? We have precision choke. We have
skull piercer.
Skull piercer.
Okay. So are you really that overran by the...
Nope. And I would replace it. Except for the charge rifle would not get this. Incendiary rounds.
Ooh. Okay. So like, well, you're actually saying longbow and sentinel and
yep. Okay. All like all of them except the charge rifle would get the incendiary round hop up.
I have another idea for that as well. Now you mentioned that, like giving them something that could track people.
That would be pretty cool.
Like a tracker bug or something.
Yeah, because like if you can't get a good shot, like hit them. Be able to track where they're at, be able to get into a better position, or give your teammates, I'd like, teams over here, shoot close to there, or...
That sounds more like a character ability coming up soon, though. Sounds
it does, like, but it'd still be interesting.
It would be cool. It would be really cool. But they would have to, like, make sure that it wasn't for too long. It was like, it would be for, like, five seconds or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be forever, but it'd still be nice to have, like, just new information to help out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He asked, and I am going to read this one. Silly question. Kill, fuck, marry. Caustic, Revenant, Octane.
I feel like you'd have a broken dick if you fucked Revenant or Octane. So you might want to just go ahead and let Caustic have it.
Wait. Hold on. Why would you want Octane? Only his legs are metal.
But they don't show what's underneath there. He might be like that free. He might have a needle down there. You don't know what he's got down there in his package. He's crazy.
I'd say marry Octane.
But then you just, yeah, because you'd be high all the time. I mean, be like Marion Kinder.
And it's more, and Octane is easily the most fun. I mean, Caustic and Revenant are really just Debbie fucking Downers. So yeah. Octane is actually a fun, so marry Octane, fuck Revenant, kill Caustic, because you can't kill Revenant.
See, I don't know. I would marry Revenant because I'd be like, go do my dirty deeds, and he'd take care of anybody I want. And then I guess I'd give Caustic love because fat people with beards need love too. And then you Octane
got,
just go and
all
kill
that
him.
All that cushion.
Yeah, might as well. We can make videos about it and put it on tubes.
Tubes.
Or hubs.
Space
or hubs. Or, yeah, hubs.
Or hubs.
Some kind of hub. I don't know,
hey,
what you
by
could
the
be
way,
talking
you
about.
You kind of look like Caustic there, Ednar. You know? Hey, you want to hang out with
us? All right, moving on.
I don't know how they do that down in Kentucky. But, but all right, let's go to the next one. Rumble 19 asks, why is the game so repetitive?
Every battle royale is repetitive.
I'd say just most competitive multiplayer games can be repetitive.
Yeah. I think right now Apex feels super repetitive is because we haven't had much content. New content. Yeah. And that's the problem is, like, yes, we're going to be getting new content in a week or two. But it's like we didn't get a lot of new content.
Well, and I don't know if it's that we didn't get new content or if the last content we had felt like it was so long. Like the story thing with the treasure, what was it called?
Broken
Ghost just felt like it was just so long to me. So it was like repetitive to me because I wasn't one to do the things and the challenges were just so easy that it was, you know, you did it for like 30 minutes and then you went and just played regular Apex. Like it was normal. So
it's very true. I also think we all have more time to play the game more often now due to situations. And when you play a game too much, it gets very repetitive. So
yeah.
If you feel drained, if you feel like you need to take a break, please take a break.
Mm-hmm.
There's this wonderful game called WoW you could play with us being Edna or just me.
That sounds, yeah, because I'm on a break from WoW. All right. So let's go to crazy with this next one. So, inspired from a clip from Agent, what's the silliest thing you've done on purpose in a game? So I watched him and his team run around in labs, punching outdoors for a solid 2 minutes, crying face. I'm thinking this should be a challenge I try, stream slamming a door. So we had a few people respond to this. So Sassy Hot Sauce said, I purposely jump off the side of the airbase to avoid getting downed. Kinder. Back when gas traps would float, I stacked gas traps as high as I could, would take one of off the bottom and
stack it
even higher when I hit the gas traps limit. LMAO. You're stupid, Kinder. Cynicwinos said, me and my friend and I would drop on airship or on the party boat and just pick a dude and beat him to death.
Take his shoes.
By the way, it's Cynicwinos.
Cynicwinos.
He'll get mad at you.
Yeah, whatever. Michelle,
it's hard to tell when he. It's hard to tell when he doesn't. You don't hear his voice, so
yeah.
Apologize, Cynicwinos.
Michelle Shock said, "Me and Oloka Fishy hit out with Watson's alt up on a bunch of grenades, and would blow each other up, then just recharge our shields." Because she wanted to complete a challenge but didn't want to actually play.
That
Watson.
Sounds like some
that's
Kinky
fucking
Mary
genius.
Shit.
That is genius.
It sounds like some kinky married shit or something that people would do right before they go and do stuff. That's weird.
We did this over and over again for two whole games. Got to top five without even fighting anyone else. Now I actually really like playing Watson, but at the time I didn't want to figure out how to play her. Just wanted to challenge points. So what are some crazy things that you guys do?
During that last two, what's up?
I just played a win.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, like, during the last event we had, I can't remember what it is right now, the Fortune one we had. Do you remember what it was called?
Oh, God.
Fortune's Favor, one, maybe?
The Treasure one. I can't remember.
Right now, I think it was Fortune's Favor or something.
I think that's a season name, but regardless, they had a challenge where you had to revive your teammates, like, 15 times or so, and they introduced the mobile respawn beacons. So me and my team kept dropping on the edge of Salem Lake. Two people would drop off, but before they dropped off, they'd spawn in their mobile respawn beacon. And they just keep doing that till we got 15 revives. But you look around, there'd be like 10 respawn beacons. Our death boxes were getting on, stacking on top of one another. So it's just like making this weird, just, what's those fractal things? To where it's like, it was impossible to start getting the banners because there was too many boxes. So it's like, I can't get your banner now. The ring would close on us. We survived the ring for like 2-3 rounds. We got almost like top three teams just doing that.
Yeah. I think the thing I probably do the most would be when I'm Jumpmaster and somebody stays with me too long, like they're going to be dropping in the same building as me, I position myself so that they hit something and fall and then they go somewhere they don't want to. I don't know if that's silly or spiteful, but I'll take it.
Silly, spiteful, but I love it.
Yes.
Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Savage's Mirai 29. Sure, we'll go with that. Asked on Twitter, why does Kinder stink more than Caustic? Kinder said because he farted.
Too much Taco Bell for that, man. Too much Taco Bell.
Right?
Taco Bell sounds good. Have you had their grilled cheese one?
Oh, it's my favorite now.
It's so delicious. I have not been to Taco Bell in years.
Dude, their Baja Blast Mountain Dew is the only reason Taco Bell still exists.
Well, it's specifically made for Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is the greatest drunk fast food of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in college. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I still eat it even when I'm not drunk.
So we're going to skip over Brickmasters, maybe get to it a little bit because it's a very in-depth one and we don't really have the time. So let's go to Sassy Hot Sauce. Sassy Hot Sauce asked, if you had a friend just starting out in Apex and had to give him or her three legends that have easy to understand but effective abilities to use, which three would you pick and why? Oh, so Siniquitas, still calling him that. I'd recommend Bloodhound because vision is a powerful tool for someone learning the game. It can help them prepare to fight in advance rather than learning to react.
Oh yeah. I say Bloodhound, Caustic, and Pathfinder. They have the easiest ult out of all everybody.
Well, there's, I think great ones is Gibraltar because whatever you get shot, you just poop out a shield or got that gun shield to protect you from a little extra damage. So maybe figure out how your gun fires.
Yeah. My hardest thing with Gibraltar is the dancing in and out of shield. It's hard for me to get used to because I'm like, I just want to shoot you. And you would think he could just shoot through his own shield, but he can't.
Everybody has advanced techniques, but like for starting out, I think he's great for a new person.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Or Bangalore is great because her passive of when you get shot, you run away a little farther, keeps your survival up a little bit.
How do you feel about Bangalore being like listed as one of the most underrated characters in Apex?
No, because that's Kinder talk and that's useless.
I mean, she is she's currently like very underutilized, so it's not untrue. Like, besides her ability to get out of stuff, you can use her smoke to be pretty intelligently, but I don't think people are really thinking about that too much, so they just pass over her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she has probably the weakest ult in the game.
Well, it's great zoning if you understand it, but I think her problem is she's just more of a technical character. You have to really understand how she plays, so she's not someone you can play unless you understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was to give three people to a friend, like a new person, Lifeline would be my first choice. Just for the healing. And survivability, and the ult is as easy as it gets. Like, you just place it and be like, here's some free shit. Pathfinder would be one, and the other would be Gibby.
I would do the lifeline definitely if I was playing with the new person, because then they could get me up easier instead of having to like sit on me to get me up. So I agree with that one.
But then you get kind of the problem of when you get to a different character, you're like, wait, I have to hold it to revive you? What's this bullcrap?
Right. Yeah. It's like the first time I played Overwatch, like I did the tutorial in the beta, and I had Soldier 76. And then, like, I get into a game and I'm not playing Soldier, and I'm like, I'm hitting shift. I'm like, why the fuck isn't my character running fast? like what the shit?
Oh, man. Yeah, I found the same problem.
Yeah, you're like, why can't I heal up? Why can't all these characters heal up?
It's one of the weird things about that game is, like, why can't I run faster by holding down? Like, what?
Oh, God. If I switch from Apex to Overwatch, it's brutal.
Oh, yeah. It is.
So, MJZ asked on Twitter, I've been seeing all bullshit about fourth and fifth parties. Please tell me this isn't a thing now.
Before we talk, I did like the way he actually typed it on Twitter. It was bull poop emoji.
Yes, yes. He was very kid-friendly.
This was a thing all weekend. This was bad.
I don't think fifth parties aren't really that bad.
Fourth is happening all the time.
Fourth, yes. Fifth is just like, you know what? Fuck it. But fourth, yeah. Fourth parties is like, it's getting... Yeah.
We would even do that to get points for the tournament. You know, we would literally sit up on a coop somewhere and be watching the fight happen. And then whenever we see the last box go down, we jump. And that's how the game's played now.
I think also people are getting super aggressive and not getting good at disengaging out of unwinnable fights. So they just stick around and get picked off.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, if you haven't, I don't know what rank people are, but. Jeez, man, if you haven't made it to plat, wait till you feel that split between gold and plat and the amount of fourth and fifth parties you start getting in plat. Okay, because you start getting Apex Predators and stuff. In every game, you'll have an Apex Predator in a plat lobby. Every game, because the split is so horrible and it's just unplayable. Like, to get points, I literally the other day had to, my other two teammates got dropped because they're usually in gold. They didn't, you know, they don't really know how to play the plat lobbies. I played for a little bit now for like the last three seasons, and you just have to rat. It's rat city.
Not even then. You have to get at least 5 kills and then rat for top place. Because if you don't have those kills, doesn't matter if you win or not, you don't have the other points to make up your loss.
To get, what, second place to get any points at all, I think? You have to get second. So... I mean, it's third, fourth, and fifth part city because, I mean, you have to get the points. So people are doing it, and it's always spicy teams. You get that one Apex Predator that landed in, like, the rig, and they travel all the way to cage just because they heard a shot, and then they take out three teams.
So. Like, shot. Whoop, what?
What was that? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's three mountains in the way. Oh,
what the fuck happened over here? What the hell? And that's going to happen literally in every BR.
Yeah.
If you have a BR, and it sounds like we're getting another BR added.
We are.
Yeah. Which not I'm surprising. Excited for. I'm okay with a Halo BR.
I just uninstalled Hyperscape. So.
Probably not a bad call.
No. It's not a bad call. It was fun in the beginning, but after a while, like.
It just.
I don't know why. Like, I've tried all the other BRs. And I've had people like complain like the other BRs feel better. And I'm like, I don't agree. Like, the most fun movement I have is in Apex.
To me, it's pure. Like, I'll try a new BR. And if it does not have movement similar to Apex, I'm out. Because I'm so spoiled with the movement in Apex that I can't enjoy another BR. Like, I just can't.
For me, for BRs, there's only two games that really take the cake, and that's the original PUBG. So, like, if you still play PUBG, I would say that you actually like BRs. But, and then the next game that came, of course, which was the best, was not Overwatch. Could you imagine a BR Overwatch? Oh, my God. Apex Legends. And so, you only see people going back and forth. But with the footsteps issue that Apex Legends is having, it's starting to lose a lot of traction.
Well, I don't think it's the footsteps issues with
your
Apex.
Your teammates are like three times louder than the enemies.
No, yes. I think it's okay. What I mean is not hearing the enemy's footsteps is not the issue. It's the fact that all the other sound in the game is so much louder that it drowns out the other footsteps.
Yeah, I've got everything turned. Yeah, I guess like opening, you know, package or not opening packages, but loot bins and all that kind of stuff kind of. Effect, but I mean, this weekend it was ridiculous how many times. And then for me, it was how many times somebody would shoot at me and I wouldn't see the gun go off. And so I'd go automatically down.
Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of those where like I'd get hit by a charge rifle. And I'm like, guys, anybody seen the beam? No. And then all of a sudden I see like, yep. like get his shield goes down. Don't see a beam. Just got hit by a charge rifle. I'm like,
EVA 8 double tap. I only saw one pump every time. And even sometimes I didn't even hear the gun go off and I would already be down. And it would be like, oh, so I think my thing is that I don't see it as much because all I do is play ranked. And I feel like in pubs, it was just more noticeable to me. So I don't know.
I don't think we're going to have time to get to Brickmaster's question. And we'll get to it next time. Because the thing is, well, I don't know because his question is, what are your season six predictions?
Well, something like we'll probably get more news. We could actually go on more on predictions
exactly,
as well.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. We'll probably do a prediction
we're
show.
We're either going to get more news or we're just going to know what season six is.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if we'll get patch notes or whatnot, but I almost guarantee you we're going to get the trailer for the game by next week.
Yeah, I'd say you'd be able to probably talk about this, you know, next week with that. Definitely. He's got some good predictions, though.
Yes, he
does. Or is that something he's picked somewhere else?
No, this is stuff he comes up with. He literally just comes up with this stuff. It's ridiculous how he comes up with it.
Look, he's got the removal of the precision choke hop up. There we go. Yep. That's what we're talking about.
So, all right. I guess that's going to do it for our show. For our closing, I just want to throw out some thanks to our latest stream followers. So we have GameStop, not the organization, I'm assuming. If it is, awesome.
Also, you spelled your name wrong.
Yes. So we have one last salute. Static Gorilla, Corp La Ninja, Big Kenny 95, Seaman 37101, Michelle Shock. So thank you guys all for being new stream followers. We have two new subs or resubs on the MASH network. So we have Blazing Bob resubbed, fucking Bob, and SD Core resubbed as well. So thank you guys. And we do have three new Discord members. We have Ozblev, Seahawkalicious, and Austin Bray. And I don't know if we got any new reviews. That's Kinder's job. He has the access, and Kinder is useless and did not get that to us ahead of time. So if you wrote a review, which you better have, we'll cover that next week. And if, as always, if we missed your joint Discord or you subbed, let us know. We are more than happy to give you a shout out, except for you, Saizon, because you're a piece of shit. So thank you guys all for listening. You can follow the social media. You can follow us on Twitter at Dropping Spicy. You can follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network. And catch our live stream every Tuesday at twitch.tv/MashThoseButtons. Gio, where can they find you on social media?
So I don't really do Twitter at all because it's kind of, I don't know. Twitch, you can find me as Mash_Geo. That's capital MASH_Geo it's Origin. Sorry. I don't do Twitch anymore. You can find me on YouTube, the new streaming platform. As Geo.
Is it?
Yes. Cause we got Ninja now. So
kiss no, my you ass. Don't.
I don't know. I don't follow the news, but he was streaming on there the other day. That's all I know. I stream on YouTube now only. And I put out content on YouTube. You can go check out some of our videos. It's Geo on YouTube. And I post that in the Discord. So just go to Discord and look that up. Like and subscribe. And then also, you can find me in Discord as Geo. Just two things really quick before that I didn't get to mention earlier. If you're interested in joining kind of like a council or advice group for future tourneys, please message me. I'm looking for 2 PC, 2 PS4, and 2 Xbox. So if you want to be involved, do that. And then lately I've been getting back into Overwatch, and I want to throw out that Ramses and the team over there, a part of Mashing Those Buttons, is having an Overwatch night this Thursday. Come check us out. I think we're going to be having it like every week or every other week, and we'll wreck people in some Overwatch lobbies.
Yeah, I'll be there this Thursday with the Push Those Point guys.
Last week was, we had 7 people, so we're looking to have 12 so we can play, you know, pickup game. So
Just make sure Ramsey's on your team, because I want to win.
Yeah, Ramsey's is trash. He's a feeder.
No. Love you, Ramsey's, but you know.
Yeah. Kerr, where can they reach you?
Well, if you want to reach me, you can play some games on PSN or Xbox. Or follow my Twitch. It's Kurabara, K-U-R-A-B-A-R-A. My origins in Twitter is Kurabara with an S. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, where I post a lot of WoW stuff and eventually Apex when I remember to take a screenshot, it's Kurabara _.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter, and that's at Ednar83, on Twitch at twitch.tv/Ednar, and on Origin at Ednar83. Do not have YouTube because it's trash, and I do not have other. You can join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. Please send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, either on Discord, Twitter, any of the ways that you feel like getting that to us. You can share the show with others, rate and review on Apple Podcasts at droppingspicy.com/Apple Podcasts. We do have a direct link to all of that and all of our shows at mashthosebuttons.com. We also have a Teespring store at teespring.com/store/mashthosebuttons. And as always, another way you can support us is through Patreon. We do have a Patreon at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. Tiers and content available for as little as $1 a month, where you can get extra spicy episodes, the stuff Ja cuts out of our episode that we don't really know about. Hashtag blame Ja. And then please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network. Peace out, y'all.
Yeah.
Later.
I wish Joe was on here, because I'm still swollen than him and he would have saw my shoulders.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.